Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, the host for these daily challenges. This week we're looking at the idea of self-denial, why anybody would willingly deny themselves something good for something better, a greater good. We talked about how the Pharisees that Jesus was upset with were intentionally disfiguring themselves, trying to look sickly while they were fasting, while they were willingly giving up food, supposedly for God. Didn't make a lot of sense to take a symbol of humility, like fasting, and make it all about them, building themselves up. If it's for God, they should be just doing it for God. And so that's why Jesus challenges his followers to fast differently. He said, "When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head with oil, wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So Jesus wants his followers to fast for different reasons than others. On Monday, I mentioned the story of Chief Teresa Spence, who was fasting for political reasons. And because of that, her fast was publicized. She had staff looking after her media relations. She wanted everybody to know exactly what she was doing. She parked herself on an island so there'd be good camera angles from all sides, so the world would know, the nation would know, exactly why she wasn't eating. That's a political hunger strike. Jesus says if you're going to go on a hunger strike for God, if you're going to fast for God, make sure nobody knows. Do it where nobody will see you. Don't have any media relations staff. Don't take interviews. Just do it in secret. If it's really for God, he'll see in secret. He'll know. And that should be all that matters. So that's how Jesus wants his followers to fast. In secret. He wants them to look normal. He wants them to go about their normal hygiene routines. Anoint yourself. Wash your face. Look normal. Go about your daily life while you fast. Well, one reason people might go without food today for God would be for prayer. There are special times in our lives when we really devote ourselves to prayer for a particular decision or reason, when we're trying to come up with God's will in a situation where it's not clear. It's important that we turn to God in prayer. One way that people have always done that in the Bible and still today is to truly focus on God. They give up food. They don't want to be distracted by anything. And so to truly focus on God and turn to God for answers, they turn away from other things, turning away from this world, turning towards God. So that's one reason people still fast today, as well as in the Bible. Another reason that people fast today is for self-discipline. Same reason that people go without food in order to make their body stronger. People today will often go without food in order to help align their bodies to God's will. If we want to truly follow Jesus, align ourselves with God's will, we want to make sure our entire life is aligned with God. It's not just a matter of the will and the mind and the spirit. God gave us our bodies as well. And so he wants us to give our entire lives to him, and going without food and entirely depending on God is a good way to very visibly and very physically make that a reality in our lives. Well, and a third and final reason people go without food today for God is for the poor. It is to care for others. And this is the outward focused one, but in a different way, where nobody needs to know about it. But you can still go without food in order to give that food or the money you would have spent on food to others who have far less of it. I know a friend who intentionally did this. She went on the same amount of income as she would have received on Ontario Works, and intentionally gave up the extra income that she had in order to care for others. So there are three reasons that we might intentionally give up food in our lives today, or anything else in our lives, for God. One, for prayer. Two, for self-discipline. And three, to care for the poor. These are all meant to be God-oriented, to be coming out of a relationship with God. And there was a great quote I read from somebody named John Stott, who said, "We have to become so conscious of God, we cease to be self-conscious." Fasting, for God alone, in private, is one way to intentionally train ourselves to be conscious of God rather than ourselves, to look to the needs of others rather than our own needs. To look to God rather than ourselves is something that doesn't come easily. It takes training, and that's what fasting is all about. Well, I have a question for you to consider. What are you self-conscious about? When do you pay the most attention to what others will think about you? Well, have a great discussion with any groups that you're working with. If you're not yet, I'd encourage you to share these challenges and questions with somebody else in your life. I encourage you to watch the videos, even if you're apart, and then when you are together, discuss the question that we ask after each challenge video. It's a great way to start a little community of people learning to follow Jesus together, even in our busy lifestyles. We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.